Amen. All right, this part serves like the opportunity to give unto the Lord. Amen. Lord's so good to us. Amen. So thankful to Him. Amen. For having mercy and compassion. Our gracious God in heaven, we call on your wonderful name. We thank you for this day, Lord. It's a wonderful day that you've made. We're going to rejoice and be glad. And God bless and touch the service, Lord, thus far. We thank you. Amen. Lord, what we're going to receive, amen, from your word tonight. God bless the man of the eye, anointed as the clay. Amen. Thank God your word's already anointed. Lord, our ears to hear, the heart to perceive. God bless the gift and the giver. Multiply back to them 100-fold. We love you and praise you for it all. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
I'd like to make an announcement before we begin tonight. Amen. It's good to be back in the house of the Lord tonight. Appreciate the Lord, His blessings on us this week. Amen. And we're able to be back again. What I thought we'd do, the first Sunday of next month, we'll be having Brother Phillips to come be with us in both services. And being the spring of the year, just coming around this month, and the weather's starting to warm up, I thought we'd have an old-fashioned day the first Sunday of April. We want to see Brother Jeff dress up in Jed Clappett's attire. Amen. And we like to have old-fashioned day, like for each family to bring a big bowl of soup and cornbread, maybe have some pinto beans, some onions, and chow chow. And some good fried chicken and some banana pudding, and we'll limit it to those items and not, have all this other. We'll just confine it to whatever soup recipe you want to bring, whatever cornbread, crackling cornbread, or whatever it is, biscuits, cat head biscuits, or whatever you want to call it. Amen. And let's have a good day in the Lord. Is that all right with you?
Oh, yeah.
And we'll just make that the first Sunday of April. When Brother Kurt walks in, I don't know what he's going to think. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, amen. So, is that all right with everybody? That'll be, let's remember that, the first Sunday of April, which will be April the 3rd. Amen. The reason I remember April the 2nd is my birthday, and the 3rd be on Sunday. And I'll be turning 48 years old, so I'm getting close to that 50 myself, right? Amen. So, we're looking forward to a good time with the Lord. I know the Lord can help us. Amen. He's going to be with us. And we're just looking forward to a good time with the Lord. Amen.
You're all right.
Amen. Yes. Praise God. Amen. So, Sister Ruth has already mentioned, if you have anything you'd like to put in the bulletin each week, just bring it to her on Sunday night, Tuesday night. Try to have it in Tuesday night where you can go ahead and get started on it. And any kind of thing you'd like to put in the bulletin, testimony, anything that you'd like to share with the church, something you can always remember and put back and always look to it years to come. So it'll be something good for the church. Amen. You have something you want to share with us? Anything about the bulletin? Anything else you want to say about it?
Just have it by Tuesday night.
By Tuesday of each week. That's right. So.
Are you
going to
have
college
old-fashioned bag and dinner on the ground?
Yeah. It'll be out here under the shed. One of the reasons I want to announce tonight, I run into the man that has the restaurant today. I run into him today and talked to him about it. He said it'd be fine for us to go in and use it. So all the tables are there, trash can, everything we need, just like we did before. So we're right here on the ground, so we just have to step out the door there. So just hope and pray that have good weather. We're just looking forward to a good time in the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
St. John 16, if you have your Bibles tonight, the words of Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. As we look to St. John chapter 16, begin reading verse number 17. 16 and 17 tonight. Jesus is speaking to his disciples here, giving them his farewell. As we begin reading here in verse number 17. Then said some of his disciples among themselves, "What is this? That he saith unto us, a little while, and ye shall not see me. And again, a little while, and ye shall not see me. And because I go to the Father." And they said, therefore, what is this that he saith a little while? We cannot tell you. We cannot tell what he saith. Now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him and said to them, do you inquire among yourselves? And then I said, a little while you shall not see me. And again, a little while you shall not see me. Verily, verily, I say unto you that you shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and you shall be sorrowful, for your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in travail with sorrow, has sorrow because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. Praise God. I'd like to go back and read that verse number 22 and 24 again. And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy, don't you think about that, and your joy no man taketh from you. The world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. Praise God. Verse 24, hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Praise God. My message tonight is, amen, the joy of living a Christian life. The joy of living a Christian life. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we're thankful tonight for your blessings, Lord. We're thankful, God, amen, for what we have in the Lord Jesus tonight. We thank you, Lord, for thy word, thy inspired word. Amen, thy infallible word, thy blessings, God, that you have given to us this week, that we're able once again to assemble ourselves in the house of God. We love you, God. We praise you that we have another opportunity to share this glorious gospel. I thank you, Lord, for touching us. I thank you, Lord, for healing us. I thank you, Lord, for helping us. Lord, everything that we have received, we surely give you thanks for all that you have done, Lord. I pray, Lord, take this message, let it be applied to us, that we can be joyful in our hearts and in our spirit for what the Lord has given to us. You touch us, God. Help us here tonight. What is ever accomplished, we'll forevermore give you the praise. And everyone that loved the Lord, say amen.
Amen.
And you may be seated. Praise God. Think of that church, the joy that man has brought into this world. Amen. How much joy it brings to the home when a child is born. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And once we have this joy, amen, of the salvation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that this salvation is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen, that your joy no man taketh from you. Amen. It doesn't matter if we're facing tribulation, if we're facing hardships in life. Amen, amen. A man can keep his joy. We know the scripture in Nehemiah 1 verse where it said, amen, praise God, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. He went on to say that you can receive, that your joy may be full. If we go to Psalm 16 and 11, the psalmist had said, thou shalt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Praise God. In Romans 15 and 13, thou the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This scripture here has much meaning. I say, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound, praise God,
yes,
that you may abound in hope, amen, through the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Saints of God, as the Lord receiving, amen, the blessings that God has bestowed upon us, it wasn't only from the very beginning when the Lord saved me. Amen. All the years that I've been traveling in this journey for over 31 years now, amen, the joy has kept me, the joy of the Lord has kept me pressing on in this life. Amen. It's been, amen, such a joyous journey. Amen. Praise God. It is, amen, a songwriter. I can feel that way. I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I got to make it to heaven somehow. I just like to encourage someone tonight. It doesn't matter what I say, tribulation, persecution, ridicule. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. Whatever we may face in this life. Amen. The joy of the Lord is in our hearts. And that joy keeps me thankful to the work of God. Amen. The joy of the Lord keeps me back in the prayer time with God. The joy of the Lord, what keeps me as a witness. The joy of the Lord is what keeps that pressing desire within me to seek God. Amen. To remain faithful to the work that God has called me to do. I know this is joy. Amen. Amen. To remain a Christian in this life. Amen. Praise God. I love it, church. I give praise to my God. I know at times, amen, it gets hard. At times it seems like we're so, amen, pressed down. Amen. And it seems like we're going down in despair. Amen. That's what the adversary seems to, amen, press against us and all the pressing that we may be facing. But I can tell him tonight, amen, it's been joyful, amen, to live a Christian life. Amen. Praise God. I wouldn't take nothing from what the Lord's given to me. Amen. Praise God. It's not in the material things of this world. My life does not consist of the abundance of the things down here. Amen. It does not. I'm glad to know I can set my affections on things above. And I'm glad to know that my life is here with Christ in God. I know he's my shelter in the time of storm. I know he's my defense. I know he's my shield and my buckler. Amen. Praise God. He's my high tower. Amen. Praise God. He's my refuge in the times of trouble. He's my God. He'll ever be true to me. Oh, praise God. Don't you want to feel like worshiping him tonight and be thankful for what the Lord has given to you? In this same chapter, what Jesus was saying was precious. He said, I spoke these things unto you. He said, in that day you shall ask in my name. And I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loveth you. Amen. Praise God. Because you have loved me and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father. I come into the world. Again, I leave the world and I go to the Father. Praise God. These things that I've spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world in verse number 33. And that's why I'm saying, saints of God, amen, it's through Christ, amen, praise God, that we have this peace. It's through Christ that we have this hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. It's through Christ that we have the joy that remains in our hearts. Amen, praise God. I know I've been sorrowful at times. Amen, because people have forsook me in the ministry like Paul felt. And no man has stood with me. Amen, like David had said. Amen, he fell alone. Amen, praise God. Oh, yes, that no man had ever cared for my soul. He fell in a lonely state like maybe the Apostle Paul. Amen, but when the Lord stood by my side, amen, glory to God, he was there. He was there. He will never leave his church. He will never forsake us. He's a true God. Amen. He's true in what his word is saying. Amen. His word, we can build upon it. We can stand on the promises of God. We have everything in us. Let us be joyful tonight to the power of the Holy Ghost. Let us be joyful in our spirits. God wants you to be joyful in your spirit. Amen. Praise God and share it to the world. Hallelujah. Be a light to not praise God.
Thank God.
He said, in thy presence is fullness. Fullness of joy.
Yeah.
Praise God. If he says that you can receive, that your joy may be full. Praise God. Amen. He wants to, amen, praise God, just give you these riches in Christ Jesus. We think of what the scripture teaches about the unsearchable riches of Christ. Amen. We think about what Paul said concerning the mystery of the church. Amen. No man will be able to receive it all. But praise be to God in my joy that I have when I begin to search the scriptures. When I begin to come to know what Jesus was speaking of, the peace Amen. Not as the world shall give, but give I unto you. Praise God. And when he said, amen, the love, amen, that I have given to you. Amen. Praise God. The joy. Amen. That it may be full. In church, when I come to know it, when I begin to search the scriptures, I come to know it, what Jesus was saying. Yes, he taught his disciples. He was saying farewell to them. And we know the day of ascension, he sent it back to the Father to be on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. Amen. Praise God. I didn't see, amen, Jesus, and the disciples saw him as God in the flesh. I didn't see him as he was being crucified. All I have to do is believe this infallible word of his teachings. That's why he said, if your joy and peace in believing that you may abound in this hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. You know, when you remember when I preached walking in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. That's what it is, church. Amen. It's remaining in Christ. Amen. It's remaining faithful. Amen. To God and what we have us to do. Amen. Praise God. Do you have the joy in your life? If men begin to lose their desire, it seems that their joy is leaving them. Amen. You know what Jesus was saying? Amen. I believe to the church of Ephesus that you have left your first love. We know that people have left their first love. Amen. Oh, yes. They have left the house of God. They have turned back to the beggarly outlets of the world. Oh, yes. They now are searching for the things of this life. But saints of God, I say tonight, I have left my first love. I still have the love of God about it in my heart. I still have the peace of God that passes all understanding. Amen. Oh, yes. Perfect peace is he who keeps his mind stayed upon God. And I thank to know it's peace in my mind, peace in my heart, the hope I have within me. It keeps me pressing on in this life. Amen. Through all that I'm facing, I have the joy of the Lord. Amen. Amen. To be my spirit. Let's give him a good hand clap of praise. Yeah. Are you thankful for what the Lord has given to you? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's all in Christ tonight. Oh, I thank you, amen, as the psalmist David was facing his enemies. All he could do was run away, amen, from the presence of Saul. Amen. When he faced, amen, the dark cave experience, amen, he knew that God was right there present with him. Amen. Like a Brother Ruby was preaching the other night about Jonah. Oh, yes. And when he referred how he was in the scripture teaches us he was in the belly of that big fish. Amen. For 3 days and three nights. Could you imagine the turmoil and the anguish? Amen. Could you imagine, amen, what he had been through? Amen. The mercy of God was upon his life. Amen. Oh, yes. Oh, praise God. Amen. Jonah went to fulfill what he should have done in the beginning. But saints of God, we need to obey him. We need to trust him. We need to long to be near him in this last hour. We need to obey God at any cost. We need to win souls at any cost. Amen. Whatever God will lead us to do, we need to do it. And do it all for the glory of God. Let us share this joy to a lost world. Amen. Let us tell, amen, tell them, amen, what we have in our hearts. Let our joyful countenance be, amen, to our co-workers and to the ones that we're around, amen, each and every day, that they can see Jesus within us. I want to be joyful with a song. I want to sing praises to God.
Amen.
I can remember one woman I used to work with, amen, many, many years ago. Amen. But there's one thing I'll never forget about her. Amen. Amen. I mean, every time. I cannot remember a time that I ever run into her. Amen. And she didn't have a joyful spirit about her. Amen. She had such a smile. She had such joy. You know how it is on the job when you're facing hardships, when your supervisors and your co-workers and you're persecuted. Oh, yes. Amen. And there's days it seems difficult. Amen. When you go into work. Amen. But there's one thing I can remember about her. Amen. She had a joyful will about her. She was the same every time that you saw her. She never changed. Amen. That's the way as Christians we should be. Amen. A joyful spirit. Amen. Praise God. Let the love of God just flow out of us. That they can see that love and compassion of Christ. Amen. In us. And that's what we need, saints. Amen. Amen. To be that joyful in our walk with the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Do you feel like, amen, when it seems like the enemy comes in and tries to take away all that God has ever given to you? If we don't stand our ground now and keep the joy of the Lord full in our life, in the days that we're living in now, of the last
last days of the persecution that the church is facing. We need to know that the joy of the Lord's going to keep us going. We need to know, amen, what we have in our heart. It's a joyful experience. It's a joyful sound. Just think about the sound of the trumpet going to be to the ears of the saints of God when their feet leave the ground, when they're called up in the air to be forever with the Lord. Amen. I want to hear a joyful sound. It's a joyful life. Amen. It's a joyful, amen, Christian life. Amen. Yes. Praise God. Do you love him tonight, church? Amen. Yes. It's because God filled it within me. It's what he's given to me. Amen. It's the longing that he's, amen, fulfilled in my heart. Praise God. Amen. It's the tears that I went through for the altar. It was the time I tarried and waited upon God. It was the time I poured out my soul to God. It was the time of my testimony. I give praise and glory to my God for what he has done. It was times, church, that I felt low and I felt weak and I felt discouraged. Amen. But I can just remember the Lord brought me through one time, amen, before, and he's going to bring me through this time. Amen. He's not going to leave me out here in this desert to die. And I know I've been walking through these dry, barren places too long. I have felt the Spirit of God. Amen. Like I desire to feel in a long time. Then all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost begin to move upon me as I'm praying in my altar. And God just reminds me, son, I'm there all the time. When you feel, amen, that I'm not near to you, I am near to you. It's the faith that you have in my word. It's your standing on my word. And my word will ever be true to you. If you ever desire and long for me and search for me with all your heart, I'll be there for you. And I'll be a comfort. I'll be a strength. Amen. Strengthen you and to uplift you above the shadows. You know what it is in the song book. We sing the song, lift me up above the shadows. Plant my feet on higher ground. That's on higher ground. Lord, I want to be on higher ground. I want a deeper experience in the love of God, and I want to be higher in the plains. Amen. To the spiritual realm of the things of God. Can you say amen? Let's give you praise to that church. Because we love him, amen. It's in his presence. Amen. He said the word of God, as I was preaching on a service about the inspired word. Amen. And this word is God breathed. It's God sent. It's the very word of God that's been spoken. And once we know at times, amen, when we begin to search the scriptures, say, Lord, speak to you, speak to me from your word as I read and meditate upon it. And then all of a sudden, amen, that scripture comes to you like a magnifying glass. It comes to your eyes and opens your eyes to what God is saying to you. Amen. My child, I have loved you. Amen. I have cared for you. Amen. Fear not, be not dismayed, for I am the Lord thy God. I will help thee. I will strengthen thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Glory to God, all those times, church, when I felt like I could stand upon the word of God and know it was there for me, right at the time that I needed it. Amen. God was there to speak his word to me, and it brought joy to my heart. Amen. It's been the joy of the Lord that's kept me on this walk. It's a joyful Christian life, church. I wouldn't take nothing for it. Amen. Not all the riches of this world. I wouldn't take nothing for it. Amen. Praise God. It's worth every trial. It's worth all the sufferings. If we can just hold on a little longer, if we can just fight a little longer, and fight the good fight of faith, and to lay hold upon eternal life, God's going to be near to those. And cry out seeking him, amen. Do you love him tonight, church? Amen. Hallelujah. He's going to be near to us. Amen. The joy of living a Christian life. Oh, praise God. Amen. The words of Jesus. That whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. That's a promise to you tonight. He will give it to you. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Are you encouraged? Amen. Listen. I know, church, at times it's hard. We're sick. We're suffering. There's times when, amen, the passing away of a loved one, and there's grief and there's sorrow. Amen. There's things that we face in this life. Amen. But praise God. What did he say in Scripture? Amen. That your joy no man taketh from you. Amen. That through all these hardships of life, that no man can take my joy. Amen. They may take my house. Amen. They may take my belongings, my possessions. I may lose it all. Amen. But they cannot take my joy from me. Amen. No man can take my praise God. It's in my heart, amen. It's a longing desire, a joy that's keeping me in this walk.
Amen,
praise the Lord, it's keeping me. Amen, in this walk with the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, if you're happy tonight,
amen.
Praise God. Amen. I want you to be encouraged tonight about your walk with the Lord. I want you to be encouraged about the ministry. Amen, at the Upper Room Fellowship. I want you to be blessed of God. I want you to have the joy of living this Christian life. And know, praise God, that when you seek Him with your whole heart desire, He will be found of you, and therefore He'll fulfill every need in your life. If you only believe and ask in faith, He's going to fill you, praise God. If you want your joy to be made full, it's going to be the joyful Christian that receives from God. It's going to be the joyful Christian that seeks Him for a deeper and closer walk with Thee. As we sing the song, just a closer walk with Thee. Amen. That's my desire, church, is to draw nearer and closer to
yes.
God. Do you love Him tonight? Amen. Oh, and we can just ask anything. Oh, that we can receive it, that your joy may be full.
Yes.
You know, we read about the men, amen, in the book of Acts, amen, the apostles and Apostle Paul, amen, these men that worked for Christ, many souls being added to the church, men of faith, being full of the power, being full of the Holy Ghost. Amen, they had the fullness of joy in their life, walk with God. Praise God, the fullness of joy.
Amen.
Peter, James, John, Philip, Stephen, Paul, Silas, Barnabas, so many others. Amen. Praise God. They had the fullness of joy in their walk with the Lord. Praise God. Let us all stand tonight. Church, what I'd like for us to do as you stand tonight, I want you to raise up your hands and be thankful to God. Amen. For the joy that you have in your heart tonight. Thank God for all the joy that's kept you through all this tribulation, through all the hardships and the sufferings that you've been through. Amen. Let's just give praise to God for the joy that we have in our hearts. Amen. Let's just praise and just raise your hands and say, Lord, I thank you for the joy I have. I thank you, Lord, I'm still in this walk. I thank you, Lord, that I still, amen, have the Holy Ghost in me. I ask the Spirit of God is reviving me every day. Amen. That's why, amen, the psalmist David said, when you walk in the midst of trouble, amen, oh yes, you revive us right in the midst of hardships and troubles. Then the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Amen. Praise God. He will not withhold any good thing from those who walk upright. God is a true God. He's a faithful God, and He'll be there for us. It's the joy of the Lord. It is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Lord, yes, Lord. Thank you.
If anyone wants to be anointed, pray for it tonight. We'll anoint and pray for you for whatever need that you may have. But I want you to give thanks to God for what you do have tonight. I want you to give thanks to God for the joy you have. Let's praise in church, amen. Amen. It's a joyful, joyful walk, amen. Praise God. To live a Christian life.
Lord God, thank you, praise.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. He said, at thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. He said, the things of God. Amen. It's in our hearts. We're giving our hearts to the Lord. We offer up praise to Him. We offer up praise to His name, church, tonight. We need to be thankful, praise God. Oh, hallelujah. We need to be so thankful that He has met our needs. Oh, yes. Amen. He has supplied our needs. He's been there when it seemed like, amen, I couldn't go that extra step. He was there for me. It seemed like when the enemy had me backed up against the wall, and I felt so discouraged, I didn't know which way to turn. Then all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost with this refreshment came in with a great power of the Spirit upon me and lift me up. Praise God. I feel that uplifting tonight. I feel that encouragement in my spirit. I say this joy no man taketh from you. Jesus said, I'll give you this joy. Your joy shall be complete. It's going to be complete in Christ tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord. Amen. That we have in the Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Are you thankful, church, tonight for what you have? Amen. Praise God.